This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You want to know how bad the drought is in the western United States? Here is how bad the drought is in the western United States. In the journal Science today, a study that shows so much water is missing that the ground is actually rising. I have no idea how it works, but using GPS data, scientists say there is what's called an uplift effect in California's mountains of more than half an inch. And they estimate the water deficit at nearly 63 trillion gallons, which would be, if you spread it out over the entire western United States, a 4-inch layer of water. Here in California, meanwhile, farmers in this state's multi-billion-dollar agriculture industry are pumping groundwater at record rates, and some of it is selling for record prices. From KQED, Lauren Summer has that story.
In a good year, California's farmers get most of their water from rivers and reservoirs. But in a drought like this one, most of the water comes from below ground. You can think of it as an underground reservoir, and that reservoir is drying up.
When the water is gone, all the farming is gone.
Billy Grissom is a Central Valley farmer and just one of many who have lined up to speak at this county public meeting. Most of these farmers are relying on groundwater from wells on their land this year. When that happens, the water levels drop, kind of like having too many straws in the same glass. So Grissom has had to deepen his wells.
I had to add 40 feet. I have the bill right here from Shannon Pump.
Grissom is one of the lucky ones. It's tough to get an appointment with companies that drill water wells. They're booked up for months.
A lot of people's wells are going dry. I mean, we are overdrafting the water, and it is agriculture.
That's Merced County Supervisor Deirdre Kelsey. Groundwater pumping doesn't have to be reported in California. There's virtually no regulation of it, unlike in other western states. So farmers don't know how much their neighbors are taking until the water starts drying up. But at this meeting, county supervisors are hearing about a case that's on the record because the groundwater is being sold.
This is common practice.
Steve Sloan is one of two ranchers looking to sell up to 4 billion gallons of groundwater. Under California law, he owns the groundwater under his property. On today's market, it could make him millions.
Water exchanges, water transfers have been done for over 30 years. This is how we survive collectively as an ag industry in California.
The water will be sent 50 miles away to the other side of the Central Valley. Farmers there are in even worse shape and are looking at ripping out almond orchards, says local water manager Anthea Hansen.
We're in crisis mode. I have trees I need to keep alive. We don't need large quantities of water to do that.
Hansen is trying hard to make her case at this public meeting, but farmers in this region don't want to see water flowing out of the county, like Mike Gallo.
What's going to happen when you take this much water out of an aquifer? We're on the same aquifer. I don't know what it's going to do. Nobody knows what it's going to do.
The federal referee in all of this is the Bureau of Reclamation, and it's approved the sale. So under current law, there's little that local county officials can do. In the big picture, Jeff Mount says these water sales do have their benefits. He's a geologist and senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California.
One of the ways to deal with some of the shortages is to let water start moving, let the markets start moving water, and that actually increases your economic efficiency.
But Mount says there are caveats. Groundwater is being dramatically overpumped in a lot of places.
You also have to do it in ways that don't harm other parties. And if you start drying up your neighbor's wells to sell water to somebody else, then you are causing harm.
Some counties have taken matters into their own hands and effectively banned the sale of groundwater outside county lines. And California lawmakers are looking at regulating groundwater for the first time. Two bills are being considered in this legislative session and would have to pass by the end of the month. In San Francisco, I'm Lauren Summer for Marketplace.